This is Side Effects of Seeing Green, written by Nori Gale and read by Flower Parish. This is a Batman fic, rated for teen and up audiences, featuring Jason Todd and Tim Drake. When Jason busted into Titan's Tower to rough up Bruce's newest little mistake, he hadn't planned on, or expected, the kid to be so sad. The green had evaporated a bit, and Jason found himself appalled at his behavior. Then the kid just made it worse. He deserves it, though. Jason had the replacement Robin pinned to the floor of the room he'd found the kid in. To the kid's credit, he was only shaking a little bit. Tiny tremors shook a tiny body. Fuck, Jason attacked a child. Not good. The kid was in casual wear, and given Jason's aching back, the kid was trained well. Unfortunately, Jason had been trained better from his time with the League, and he could see the cuts and bruises all over Robin's body. What was worse was that he had a knife to the kid's throat. Fuck, this was a child. He hurt a child. Shit. Robin squirmed and struggled, and Jason reluctantly kept his pressure steady. The kid whimpered. I'm sorry, Jason. I didn't mean to take your place. You can kill me and take it back. Robin is yours. I'm sorry. Jason physically flinched. The hell? Do you have a death wish? Robin smiled weakly. I don't think so. But you're right. Robin is yours, and I took that from you. I never meant to disrespect you, Jason. You've always been my favorite, Robin. I don't want to hurt you. Just kill me like you planned. Bruce will be happy to have you back instead of me anyways. Jason backed off from the kid, his back hitting a wall. God, he was so fucked in the head. He ran a hand over his face and groaned. He was a monster, undoubtedly. What did the kid even mean by that? Why would Bruce possibly not want the kid around? He was nothing but overbearing when Jason and Dickface were growing up. Robin sat up and eyed the knife in Jason's hand. Jason practically threw it away from himself. Buck, he stuttered out. Jason? The kid asked tentatively. Jason winced. Shit. The child came closer to him, and Jason physically recoiled. Stay away. I hurt you. I'm a monster, Jason urged in an attempt to get the kid to use what little self-preservation he had. Instead, the replacement came closer. Jason, it's okay. No one would miss me anyways. Besides, since you were gone, you don't actually know Bruce never actually took me in. I stole the suit, and when my parents died, I said I had a fake uncle taking care of me, so it's fine. You can have Robin back. Jason pressed farther away from the kid and breathed heavily. He couldn't do this. What the hell was wrong with Bruce? How could he leave a kid alone like that? How did he not notice? Jason had known the kid for all of an hour and was acutely aware of his lack of self-preservation and self-worth. Green edged his vision, and Jason felt desperate to get away, like a caged animal. But the damn kid kept coming closer. Finally, Jason snapped, pushing the kid against the wall. The brat had the sheer audacity to smile. Jason felt sick. The green ebbed away, and Jason released the kid. Fuck, kid, quit with this kill me nonsense. I don't want to kill you. Robin frowned. But you said... Yes, I know what I said, and I hate that, Jason snapped. I'm not... well, Jason whispered. The kid nodded sagely, as if that made perfect sense. Jason groaned. I don't even know your name. Robin smiled, and dang it, the kid was cute. Tim Drake. Jason narrowed his eyes. Aren't you the kid who used to follow me and Nightwing around taking pictures? Tim nodded. Yeah, I still have the photos. He nodded hesitantly. This was so weird. Jason was still pissed at himself. The kid idolized him. So weird. Finally, Jason moved to the window to leave, but as he went to exit, the kid stopped him. Don't go. Bruce would want to see you. Jason sneered as all he saw was green. Screw that. He didn't even bother to avenge me. He can rot in hell. Tim threw himself onto Jason's leg. Then take me with you. I can be your hostage. By the time the green cleared from his mind, Jason was already at a safe house with Tim eating takeout on his couch. Fuck. Pit Madhem needed to stop making decisions. The end. Author's endnotes. Me. TLDR, Jason brings home a stray. This entire fic is just Jason essentially being blackout drunk, but pitmad themed, and doing dumb things while inebriated. The end for real.